Okay, so I must say that I'm super grateful right now because I'm finding that I'm in a season of life where I'm facing some personal trials, right? Personal trials that don't really affect everyone else directly, but they're personal trials nonetheless. And I feel like as I was just saying how if I'm going to be able to do something about these personal trials, I feel like now is the best time. Because what I found in the past is if I were going through the same thing that I'm going through now, I would have been really discouraged and feeling like I shouldn't even keep trying because it just seems to be the same results over and over again, right? And, you know, I just kind of talk myself out of my own progress. But I feel like right now is probably the most emotionally, mentally, spiritually, socially, like the strongest that I've been, right? In some ways, in all of those invisible, intangible kinds of spaces. And so in some ways, I think because of that, it's a huge advantage for me to embrace kind of this new normal for myself, you know? So what is it that I'm trying to accomplish? So as a kid, I always had like major dry skin and like hives and different itchy spots. And, you know, I just never really understood what was happening with that. And then I'd have acne, you know, as a teenager and all of this. And it wasn't until I was pregnant that at least the acne cleared up, right? But also around the same time I had adopted like a vegan, more and more of a vegan, and then eventually like a raw vegan kind of a diet, right? And that was literally my best skin life of my life, right? I was just so over the moon about how, you know, something that I'd lived with for my whole life, like, you know, like the whole cracked skin on the heels of someone's foot, how people just like live with that. It wasn't until this season of my life that I realized that wasn't like a condition of life. That like had everything to do with like lifestyle choices, right? Like food intake that can affect the skin. And it just never occurred to me, right? Because I think at the time I would, you know, I'd try different foods or something and think, well, that's not changing the acne, right? But I had no idea that in some ways, because my skin was so drastically suffering, that I kind of needed something drastic to change and alter its pattern so that it had a break to be able to produce in the way that my skin could feel like it was normal and natural to produce that way. So then it was kind of a no-brainer that, you know, my skin feels best when I'm like actually actively, you know, hydrating it really well. And to me, hydrating my skin really well means like eating foods that are high in water content, right? Water and fiber content. And usually that meant the different seasons of my life where I've eaten the most vegetables, basically, right? Like more than any other season. And so yeah, that was really fascinating. And then it wasn't until, you know, so then that was a good season, but then I kind of petered out of that because it wasn't very sustainable after a while. It was just, it just felt very like not starving and depleted, but almost, you know? And then, so then I kind of transitioned out, but it wasn't even so much the starving and depletion of foods. It was the starving and depletion of social experiences, right? Because it turned into this thing where then I allowed for food to be the determining factor of me connecting with different people because, you know, I had kind of associated food addiction with other foods that were not of the raw vegan type, right? Because that's kind of, that was my season of life, right? I was trying to overcome food addiction, wasn't sure what was going to help it. And the raw vegan stuff did help because at least it made it so that
I wasn't eating the certain foods that were very addicting to me, whether it was the flour, the sugar, the oil, the salt, those kinds of things, right? And those kinds of things aren't really even in a raw vegan, like, diet anyways. So then it was helping, so that I had other variety to work with to, like, give nutrients to my body and things like that. But then it wasn't helping in the social aspect because I was like, I'm such a social person. And, you know, it doesn't do it justice enough to just go to one raw potluck a month and see people, right? Like, it's just like, that's not like a full life to me. So then I kind of dropped it, right? Over time, whether it's because of expensiveness, that there wasn't really like good affordable sources for all of that kind of diet or even the social, right? But I'm kind of teetering back all over again, right? Just because I really do need to kick this skin problem that I have where, you know, like it started as a little bump on my neck, right? But it's just, you know, over the years, it's just turned into like full blown eczema on my neck and in my scalp, right? And, you know, it could be easy for me to just be hard on myself and be like, oh, well, like, you know, if I were just a little bit more self-disciplined or able to be better at, you know, being more respectful to my body, then maybe I would have caught it early on, rather than have waited like 5 years until it's like full blown a problem that I can't move forward without addressing, right? But at the same time, it's like, no, I have to be gentle with myself that, hey, like I need to be emotionally stable enough to be able to keep certain regimes, routines, things like that, like sustainable, right? Because like it was, I don't know, 4 years ago-ish that I started a health program. And in starting the health program, it was probably the best health program I'd ever done, right? It was very, you know, colon-based, very, hey, like check out if, you know, what your stools are like every day. Make sure you're having lemon water first thing. And just making sure that you're having a good balance of like cooked vegetables and fruits and things, kind of like low grain, no meat, no dairy, right? Like no gluten, right? And just like, just be gentle with your body kind of thing, right? And it was all with this idea that like you move your body, you make sure your stools are eliminating regularly, and you're eating healing foods. And that was working really well, right? But I think the thing that pushed me over the edge then was doing this program that was like 369 or something like that. It was basically this idea of like eat like no salt, no oil for like 10 days or something like that. And then there was something in there about like not having like cocoa powder and not having white flour or like white starchy anything for that many days too. And that was kind of a big hit for me for that, because I don't think I was ready for it. And then once I got off of that, then I just kind of went opposite and I was like, uh-oh, now I just want all the chocolate and I want all the white noodles and I want all the rice. And then it just went all the way back over again, right? So it was just too imbalanced for me to go that extreme. And then it was like my body like fought back, be like, well, if you're going to go that extreme, now we can go back to the other extreme, right? So I want to do a little better at being a lot more paced, sustainable, and not go too extreme, but make sure that I'm doing something that I can do. And I know that there's a lot of things I can do.